Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. None of the Anchorage Diocese Catholic priests accused of sexual misconduct in a recent public report was ever charged, and Alaska Public Media reports that there's no indication the report has prompted any new criminal investigations since its release last month. The report is based on an independent commission's review of church records and lists 14 employees of the Anchorage Archdiocese, 13 of whom the report says engaged in sexual misconduct with minors or vulnerable adults, and one who was caught viewing child pornography. The allegations span from 1956 to as recent as 2015. Half of those listed have died since the abuse is alleged to have occurred, and court records show none of them ever faced criminal charges in Alaska, though at least two were sued alongside the Anchorage Archdiocese. In releasing the report, officials with the Archdiocese say they're doing their best to encourage unknown victims to come forward and to right the wrongs of the past, but critics say it's too little, too late. Zach Heiner, the executive director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says the report is lacking crucial details.
You know, when were the allegations first received, and what did church officials do in response? You know, that kind of information, I think, is pretty critical to understanding exactly what went wrong. And when we know what went wrong, we know how to prevent it in the future.
Anchorage Archdiocese has refused to reveal those sorts of details and declined to go through the allegations case by case to discuss how each of them was handled. At the time of the report's release in January, Anchorage Archdiocese Bishop Andrew Belisario apologized to the victims and spoke generally about the report's contents. After a request for a follow-up interview, the Archdiocese offered its chancellor, John Harmon. Harmon could not confirm whether law enforcement was ever contacted at the time of any of the allegations.
I'm not sure exactly how each of the different one was handled, but it's my understanding that everything was handled by the policies and procedures that we had in place at the time.
According to the Alaska Department of Law, there is not enough information in the report to properly evaluate any particular case. Department officials declined a request for a recorded interview, but in a written statement say new charges would be impossible for some because the accused have long since passed away. Additionally, the Department of Law statement says that prosecutors face time limits on when they can bring forward a case. Officials with the Anchorage Archdiocese say they have not been contacted by any law enforcement officials in regards to the report since its release. More Alaskans are living longer and staying in the state as they age. 18,000 people in the interior are 60 or older, and there's concern that the number of seniors may overwhelm available resources. KUAC's Robin reports.
The North Star Council on Aging tracks seniors over 60 years old, many of whom are staying in dark, cold Alaska, even as they require more assistance to stay healthy and get around. Darlene Sipley is the executive director.
In 2018, we had roughly 17,000 seniors that lived within the borough, and it's projected to be at 21,200. We call this the silver tsunami. We have the fastest growing aging population of all of the states.
Sipley gave a presentation to the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly at a recent work session where she reported on a senior needs assessment commissioned by the borough, and she continued to drop dramatic statistics.
The 80 and older population, which is where we see our greatest concern, 240% increase in 2035 here in the borough.
Sipley warned that the 80 and older population needs greater help at home, and families either hire professional help or place their seniors in assisted living facilities nearby. But there aren't enough of those now, much less in 20 years when today's 60-year-olds turn 80.
One of the things I admire about the aging population is Alaskans are stubborn, and 83% of those that we surveyed are planning on staying here in the state.
The data came from a survey conducted by the Alaska Commission on Aging. Sipley showed a graph with a familiar demographic bump caused by people who are now in their 60s.
This is driven from the baby boomers. They've been affecting our culture since they were born, and they are sure going to go off kicking and screaming. And this is the oldest, as far as the world is concerned, actually, that this is the oldest population acceleration in three centuries.
Sipley cautioned that private and public institutions need to be proactive to plan for an aging population with less physical ability, more disease, and memory problems. Data show that while seniors volunteer in huge numbers and pour more money into the economy with spending, they also pull on public services for medical help and recreation. Supli also pointed out the positive network of senior services available now. The borough has a Senior Citizens Advisory Commission that meets monthly. The North Star Council on Aging is efficient in stretching grant and donation money to serve seniors in Fairbanks and North Pole. With Meals on Wheels, welfare and exercise visits to those who can't leave their homes, transportation to medical appointments, heating fuel assistance, a small home modification program to help aging in place, and caregiver assistance. There are many on-site programs at the Senior Center on Moore Street in Fairbanks. She says for the 21st century, these programs will need to increase tenfold.
It's an honor to do what we do, but we sure do need a lot of help. And it is going to take the whole community being aware and making strategic moves about how we can be ready.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A fossil of a marine reptile in southeast Alaska has officially been declared a new species. The 220-million-year-old thalatosaur is older than the dinosaurs. And as KSTK's Angela Denning reports from Petersburg, Tlingit elders have named it after a well-known creature in their traditional stories.
It was 9 years ago that U.S. Forest Service geologist Jim Bechtel helped find the one-of-a-kind fossil. He and a group of others were walking along the beach in the Kiku Islands. The area is known for fossils that moved from the tropics in the Pacific Ocean to southeast Alaska through tectonic activity.
We don't have dinosaurs, but we've got Triassic marine reptiles.
The fossil, about a foot and a half long, showed a reptile with a big tail like an iguana or alligator. But Bechtel needed an expert opinion.
So I set out on the outcrop and taught myself how to take a photograph on my old flip phone. It was the very first time I'd ever taken a picture or something to send to Pat.
Pat is Pat Druckenmiller, a paleontologist and director of the Museum of the North at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He looked at the photos and not only knew it was a thalatosaur, but noticed the unique pointy shape of the reptile's head.
We knew right away without a doubt that this was a new species.
But that was only the beginning of a very long process. They waited a month to remove the surrounding rock at the next low tide cycle. It took 3 years removing the fossil from the rock in the lab. Then it was 3 more years to compare it to other similar fossils in the world in order to confirm that it was, in fact, a new species.
We need to compare every single little gory detail of every bone to that of other species that are found elsewhere.
That meant trips to China, where most of the thalatosaur specimens are kept. In total, it took 9 years for the fossil to be processed and peer-reviewed before it was published as a new species February 4th. But the fossil is not just known as the new thalatosaur species. It's been named gunnikidate.
Gunnikidate comes from our oral tradition, so it's already an existing name.
That's Dr. Rosita Worrell, president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She's Tlingit and an anthropologist. Worrell says clans usually own names, but gunnikidate is owned by all Tlingit people as part of their oral tradition. It's a sea monster legend that helped keep kids safe.
Gunnikidate, watch out, you know. We were told these stories so that we'd be careful and not wander off by ourselves.
Worrell says the scientists asked the tribe if it was okay to use the name.
So we very much appreciated that the scientists came to us.
A second part of the name, Josei, was added by scientists to honor the mother of Jean Pramaki, who first saw the fossil along with Bechtel. The fossil belongs to the state of Alaska because it was found in the intertidal zone. It's currently on display at the Museum of the North in Fairbanks. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
And I'm Dan Bross.